my God, they said that in the episode. They're saying it at the beginning. Then they'll know what it's about. I like that.
Yep.
My girlfriend just came in the room and ripped one.
Brutal.
Should have did it in the mic.
I know. I would have done it in the mic.
Get her out of the crack house. Why are you bringing her here? This is a dangerous place.
Crack.
God.
Oh, you don't like the crack house? Guys, you know what? You know, we've been here for about a couple hours now.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. You know, I'm vibing. You know, in a weird way, I'm kind of vibing on the crack house. I think we can make it our own, but something just feels something feels off. Like, I don't feel like we're in it yet for some reason.
It's the PVC pipes.
Is it the PVC
pipes? See, I took all the copper out and put PVC in.
I don't think that's what it is.
I think that's it. Oh my God! There's no music.
Oh shit, dude. We don't have any music for
to get music.
New podcast.
Oh,
fuck. How did we
God.
Drop the ball on that?
Yeah, that's right. Our,
we used to have
our
people
new
for that.
Podcast.
Our new old podcast. That's exactly the same
our
in every way.
New old show. In every way. Except there's no theme song yet.
Oh, my God.
What is wrong with us? We had months.
I tell you what, Bird. I feel like this is going to be true keeping with the new shift in the balance of powers of this podcast. I feel that the shit's going to flow downhill to Aaron on this one. Aaron, why don't you get something together for this?
I mean,
yeah, relegate it over to you.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, that's good
Maybe
enough
you
for
call
us.
Call your old union people and we'll see if they can.
I mean, I'm used to just delegating, but where I'm not.
Now we delegate.
Now we're delegating.
Now you elegate.
Yes, and
brother.
We delegate.
Now it's time for you to start elegating.
And then you get relegated.
That's right. Woo! Got him.
Good. First rhyme of the new studio. How'd it feel, everyone? Everyone was, that was an all play.
It wasn't by a mommy, so
Carr,
I
admire you, Carr, in a lot of ways, because I see you've already started playing volleyball with the other local
Yeah, we've been banging the ball around a little
building.
Bit. Yeah, a little stick ball, volleyball.
How's it going?
Type. Yeah,
I've been playing
it's
a game before. You guys
Yeah, it's a, you
guys
know, there's,
won that game?
There's a, no, we didn't. Got our ass kicked. Those kids. This
Where's
kid
Real
jump.
Bird?
The Real Bird did not make it. Meat Bird's back in Texas. He's scared of the cold, man.
What a clown.
Yeah.
The clown.
He might fly up here at some point, school some of these
Hopefully.
Noobs. I might need to buy him a ticket up here to get him on my team to win one of
I'd
these.
Have to
so you're playing beach volleyball in like a back alley? Aren't you worried about like syringes
you didn't
in
see
the
it?
Sand?
I'm worried about a couple things, Aaron, to be completely frank with you. Yeah.
Worried about losing volleyball.
It's pretty much
to a
like
bunch
a
of
litter
noobs.
Box slash needle exchange in there.
It's bad. It's not good.
It's pretty bad. Hey, Aaron, pass that. Pipe, give me that.
Oh, you want some more, dude? We're running low. We gotta make a
run low.
Yeah, you'd never run low in the crack house.
Yes, it's always flowing in, baby.
We will find more.
I'm surprised
my friend.
What I found in these walls. I was clearing out that copper.
A lot of copper. I know that. That's
$48.
Listen,
$48 worth of copper and a bunch of crack. That's not a bad find.
We used to have inflatable rats. Now we just have actual rats running
around.
Yeah,
it's a good change of pace.
Big.
Return to the roots. Return to Earth. It's a nature's healing.
I love the Bronx.
It's good.
I love it here. It's a great place. Listeners, welcome to the show. Same as always. Timeline Earth here. God, we don't have any music. We don't have an intro. We're not going to come up with an intro. Are you crazy?
Aaron's
I'm
going to
do
it.
Something about
I
that.
I got faith. Aaron's got a lot of karma to swing his way after all the... shit that he's slung at us. So
I don't think I've been that
Carr,
evil.
You have been, but that's another story.
Just
Carr, do you remember, Carr, when we did the first podcast and we did Friends Against Government? We did the whole first part of it, like till 70 episodes in or something like that. We had one theme song that faded out.
Yes.
And then Joe gave us the theme song.
Yes.
And from what I hear, Joe is working on a pretty stellar theme song again. To break the fourth, fifth, and
I'm
going to
do
walls.
One better than him.
Oh,
well,
okay.
we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll
I'm going to
we'll
get
see.
Him.
You'll moose him?
But do you remember how when we had the theme song going on the first one, for the first 10, 15 episodes, you would have an intro? Do you remember that?
Vaguely, man. Vaguely.
And then we were just like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, and then we just started doing the rolling start, and it felt a lot better.
It's weird to do, and I really commend people who can do an intro and then effortlessly. You know who does this?
Oh, I know.
Ryan Nichols.
Yes, that's exactly who I was going to say. Yes, he's the master of it. And I'll tell you what.
He's insane.
Yes, he is. And I tell you what, you don't even realize how insane he is until you go record with him, because that's the first try. He doesn't go and do it again. That's the first try. And he doesn't slip up one bit.
the fact that we were casually one time talking about a subject, and he was like, oh, this is good stuff. Let me just bring us in here. Welcome to the Brian Nick. And I was stunned. I think I even said it on there. I was like, we're in?
Yeah.
Is that it?
No stuttering, no ums, no, what is this? Where are we?
Yeah, it's
not on our show.
Then there's folks who do it, who record their intros separately, and then they go, well, we're going in.
Yeah.
I don't know who, people who do that. Maybe we will. That might make some sense. I don't know. The organization on this show will always be hopeless.
Yes.
Just because we're on Timeline Earth does not mean there will be any more organization at all.
No.
Possibly. It doesn't even feel like Timeline Earth. We got to get a theme song.
We will.
We got to get
a
theme song.
I'll get you one.
We'll let Aaron swing the bat, you know, miss the ball, and then we'll just plug and play Joe's perfect theme song.
Steamroll right over me, like I steamrolled right over you.
That's called the return moose.
This is. I have a lot of feelings that this podcast is just going to be two of us on one side and one on the other, and that's gonna dominate months of content.
Yes, just like we physically are around the table right now. Bird and I next to each other, eyeballing Aaron, and Aaron with a microphone
Aaron over there. Me
and
with
I'm eyeballing some.
Have some of this crack.
You guys are really cracking up on.
I'm eyeballing some bulk aluminum up in the ceiling over there.
Yeah, really.
You could sell that.
I know.
Get some more crack.
We're going to need it.
We might need
to. It's good always to have a little bit of crap.
It is nice to have the uppers around, but I'm just saying we might need some downers too. You know, put bed down at night.
Like some emergency heroin.
Emergency downers just to go to bed every now and then. The crack just keeps me up and up, you know, for so long.
Being a content creator in 2020 is hard. And, you have to do a lot of substances.
And also on crack. Yeah, it's crazy. It's a lot of stimulation.
Yeah. A lot going on here, but I'm happy to do it, really, especially with this swanky new studio and all that.
Yeah, and all this pension money that we're going to be taking out and living on.
Did we get a pension?
Aaron?
Did we set that up? Did we set that one up?
Yeah.
Did we get that going?
Yeah.
I mean,
cash flow positive from the pension fund, I assume.
I've been more than locked out of that account.
Yeah.
You know what sucks?
They caught on to me pretty quick.
You have a job now, Aaron. You're gonna miss out on all that sweet stimulus money they're about to put through. Are you angry about this? Happy about this?
I'll tell you why. Because in meat space, I'm not angry about it because I'm about to get officially enrolled in a refrigeration apprenticeship, which means I'm eligible for my GI Bill finally. And that GI Bill, because I'm in meat space, in the Boston area, that has one of the highest costs of living in the country, and that's what your housing allowance is based on.
Bent.
Fuck you, dude.
Yeah,
really.
Fuck you.
I know. Because this.
But
sucks.
Congratulations, though.
You think I might? thanks.
Good
the
for
duality.
You. I'm glad to hear it, but at the same time, we're living in a crack house trying to record with stolen studio equipment. The elf still hasn't called me, and I'm developing a crack.
Yeah, is she like a Lord of the Flies figure now? Did she like? Is she like the
I have no
chief?
Idea. I got no idea. Oh my god, speaking of which,
what?
Car, I got a letter in the mail today.
In the mail? I didn't even know we had a mailbox. That's sweet.
Well, it was at my mother's.
Okay.
It was at my mother's. I went 20 minutes over to Queens to grab it, picked it up.
Okay.
They're quick. The New Jersey Parks Department has cited us for hitting an endangered animal on the road.
No, it did not.
Yeah.
What? How did it know? What did it say? What does it say on? What does it say? Does it say
right,
specifically
well,
what I hit?
Let's see. I crumbled it. I don't know why. I was upset.
Yeah, I would have.
To the residents of this location. I don't know why it's written like that. We've received notice that yous have hit an endangered species on the roads. That's all it says.
Huh. Okay, so... Well,
I can smell that paper from here.
It smells just like trash.
It's like olive
Jersey.
Oil. Really strange.
Like
weird.
Raw sewage,
all right, well,
trash.
Maybe we'll have to deal with that one day.
Yeah.
Or, I have to say, I was holding back some laughter there. You got yours, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like I did.
You can't even say its name. You're too afraid to say its name. You have a fear of the road toad. That's what
I don't. I don't have a fear of the animal. I just am resentful.
The beast.
And I will not say it.
Well,
I will not say it out
loud
because
baby,
I will not.
Your resentment got us this.
No,
okay?
It did
it got
not.
Us this.
I'll tell you what got us this.
Did you hit
the
road toad on
chewing
purpose?
In my ear while I'm trying to drive. That's what got us this. Aaron
please.
In the back.
No. I was all the way in the back seat.
No, you were running your mouth and fucking talking about
microwave.
Taking a piss, making corn dogs in the goddamn microwave. I'm trying to keep two hands on the wheel.
By the way,
you're
Aaron,
handing me corn dogs.
Fire one of those up.
Fire one of those corn dogs, baby.
Since we're talking about doggies. God, I'm starving.
Hey, speaking of your really car, is it on blocks yet?
No, it's not on blocks, but there is still that dent in the front, which maybe that's how they keyed in on it. Maybe that's how they keyed in on it.
Wow, you know what? Maybe the freaking mechanic ratted on you.
Maybe.
Real engineer.
Flip this table over. Flip this guy.
Timeliner.
Break that table.
We should have a timeline Earth, like a thing where like it swirls after I zing you. And it
anytime someone gets moosed. Anytime someone gets moosed.
You know how like someone will be like, and that's what your mother said, and everyone's like, oh shit. Then we just
we're gonna have a laugh track too. Right?
Yeah, we'll have a laugh track. We should just have a continuous low-level laugh track in the background, like
I'll
we're always
the,
funny.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
That's great.
I'll do it.
People
I'll
cheering
it.
Us
can you
on.
Make that happen.
We should get a bleacher.
Yeah,
we
sure.
should get bleachers in here and make podcasting like a spectator sport. We got the crowd noise and the laughter.
Yeah.
Popcorn.
That would be
I
good.
Mean, we it, this this could easily be a sitcom.
It
a homeless communist, fucking a
fake,
bird,
fake
an
engineer.
Italian fucking faux philosophing bird. A volleyball playing car.
Why did I get attacked?
In a crack house.
In a crack house in the Bronx Fair making enough. A podcast about libertarianism and communism. Crazy. But also none of the above.
You know what's really funny is the first time around when we did Friends Against Government the first time, Anarchy Ball, God bless him, gave us the Anarchy Ball bump. And we got so many views off that first episode, and we were like semi-prepared in that we had a theme song and such and such. Nobody's going to be listening to this like it's anything new, and I know it. I know it.
That's
Nobody
true.
Is listening to this going, this is a new show, because neither are we.
Right.
Neither are we.
And people and are listening to this and saying, of course they don't have a new theme song because they weren't prepared to have a new theme song
and,
on time.
And it... Is it embarrassing? Yes. For the new listeners who, for some reason, heard about a new podcast called Timeline Earth and they decided they would mosey their way into this and somehow found their way to episode one, hello? But, you know, this isn't anything new for me.
No.
So,
not any of us.
So I insist on continuing as planned. It's just funny. Like, we rolled into this with several months under our belts about what we were going to do, and then we rolled into it, and we're sitting here on our backs.
Zero execution.
Smoking crack.
Zero execution. Yeah. The crack, I will say...
Style on the floor.
Yes, I will say the crack was probably one of the bigger variables in terms of us knocking off the to-do list items. I wasn't anticipating a lot of that coming in, but I think there's room to rebound here. I think there's room to rebound. We'll get a... We'll let, like I said, we'll let Aaron have a crack at it, give it the old college try, if you'll excuse the wordplay.
I'll try.
We'll move forward.
I'm
gonna get
crack
you
again. I don't like that. I still don't like the way you say it. Speaking of crack and going back to the stimulus, it does remind me, I'm extremely excited for them to pass this, because the first time around I like used all of it to pay bills, fix my room up, buy expensive shit that isn't going to go away when the dollar crashes.
You did exactly what they were anticipating you would do.
Exactly. Yeah. It's fantastic. And meanwhile, I'm putting away money on the Cash App, and I'm, you know, funneling money over to Mr. Digital Gold.
Yes. Yes.
And now I got no bills, nothing to buy, no plans. We got a new podcast. Everything's doing great. They're going to send me more money. 100% of it is going into beep, dough currencies.
Redacted.
For tax purposes. Nobody's less, I hope. Yeah, this is going to be radical because it's the first time now where I get to go 100% of the money that they're printing is going towards real
redacted
money.
What is the... Haps on the craps here. Are they sending out another $1,200 check, or what's the deal?
From what I understand, the people who want that $1,200 check are boned.
Right.
Pelosi wants it. Pelosi wants to give everybody like $1,000 a month, which is actually less than what they are going to be giving. Mitch McConnell is basically like, we can't afford that, so we're not going to do it. I'm not printing it. It's fine, but we're going to cover the unemployed people. So for all the people who got wrecked into becoming unemployed, they're going to get their $300 a week, which is delicious for me. Cool. But yeah, they're not giving a $1,200 stimulus check. Crazy, because you think they could just print it.
Yeah,
you know?
Theoretically. Right? Yeah, theoretically.
It's become, well, sorry, by the way, that was the old podcast where economics wasn't real. On this podcast, economics are real. However, they're getting less and less real by the day.
Yeah, it's good. So, yes, it spikes into reality and then fades back out of reality.
That's it. That's what it is. Is the level of reality of the economy is precisely as well as I'm doing in it.
Yeah, I love that.
Does that make sense?
Precisely as well as we all are doing in it collectively.
That's right.
So we have to come up with an aggregate, and that's exactly how real the economy is. Maybe we can chart it.
So the better you're doing, the more real it gets?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
That's what that's right.
Oh, well, then for me, it's fucking like...
Aaron is about to drag us. Aaron is about to drag us out of our comfortable ignorance into reality alone.
No.
You're coming out of that cave.
Yeah.
There was an analogy.
Looking at the shadows.
There was an analogy. Well, it's not even an analogy, but so it's in the Bitcoin Standard is where Safadin talks about it. He's talking about how you can't really say no to better money. Like, it's just going to show up and other people are going to print your bad shit into non-existence. So I feel like that argument made me go, fine, it's real. But now I'm wiggling around and I'm going, all right, what parts of this aren't
writhing
real?
In pain from having how to real? Say that.
Yeah, yeah. Stabbed.
Very, very being physical, real pain.
Stabbed
it's
in
real.
The side by
it's real. It's
reality
real.
Constantly.
Bitcoin, it's the implication.
That's right, yeah. It's basically...
You don't have to buy it, but it's the implication.
Wow.
But you will buy it.
That's why. That's why I thought it was real, because Safadin's argument for why currency just is that. It's the moose mindset. It's just, well, you're not going to want to like it, but you're going to use it.
Yeah, you will. You will eventually have to make that choice.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the implication.
Holy shit.
It's big. Maybe we should write a book to compete with the Bitcoin Standard, but it's just called the Bitcoin, the implication. And a picture of Matt and a picture of Dennis on the front.
250 pages of veiled threats.
You're not going to sell it. You can hold on to
it. Full page.
You're not going to.
Chapter 3.
You're not going to buy Zencash today.
Yeah. That's good stuff, man.
Oh, fuck.
There we go.
Yeah.
Spin this off into a book before we even have a theme song.
Wow, that'll be good. I think so that's good. So yeah, the economy, it's getting faker by the day as my situation in it continues to get worse and worse until Mitch McConnell and Chelsea Pelosi or whatever her name is kiss on the hand and sign that document and get me my cash.
What if they had to kiss on the lips and you had to watch it in order to get the cash?
Oh man! All right, fine. I challenge you. I challenge you right now. Search up Mitch McConnell. Everybody, get your Google machines out. Mitch McConnell, because you can say I can picture him in my head, but you really can't. He's really uglier than you think he is. Because
I bet
you haven't looked him up in a little while.
Nope.
Google Mitch McConnell, and now let's do it. Google Nancy Pelosi.
Can you imagine him leaning in for a smooch on Nancy Pelosi?
Look at the two of them. I mean, all right. Let's take a look at
his
Mitch
top
first.
Lip is going to hit hers like. A full 4 seconds.
First contact. You're talking
somebody
about first contact.
Has to explain to me why he doesn't have eyelids.
There's a lot of things to explain, Bird, and we only have so much time in an hour long show.
Unbelievable. It's sick. Now look up Nancy.
Yeah,
Nancy Pelosi. Good Catholic girl. Mm. She is. See, the problem with Nancy is they both are doing this. So I made a turkey today, right, in the oven here.
I saw that.
House,
saw some
right?
really upsetting tweets on the timeline, actually, about that. One in particular, to be honest with you.
I'm not going to say it. You're going to make me almost say that it was me and somebody's daughter, but I'm not going to say
it. No, I wouldn't make you say it. But.
They're doing it there. I noticed this when you make a turkey in the oven, which I nailed, by the way. I got a lot of compliments from the residents of the building here about it. So everybody liked that.
Congrats,
Nancy Pelosi's entire face, except for her eyes, because she has eyelids, and Mitch McConnell's entire face, including his lips, are doing this thing that the turkey did when I put it in the oven, where the skin just kind of shrivels and reveals some portions of the flesh beneath, and those portions of the flesh beneath get overcooked. And I'm seeing a lot of overcooking in the Mitch McConnell face area.
Was Nancy Pelosi hot this? When she was younger?
Let's check it out. Younger. Mamma mia. Oh my God, she was.
Yeah. Whew. Crazy.
Dang.
Back
Nancy.
In 1870.
1870, baby. Yes, she Good. Was. And she had a great haircut. Great, great stuff, everybody. I'm glad we're all looking these things up together. By the way, I got a treat for you boys. I texted Rollo and Slappy. They should be coming any minute now. So hopefully
they'll... Oh, cool. They're going to come down to the studio.
Go up. Yeah, I managed to convince... I don't know how I did it. I told them there was a game and there was going to be turkey. No more turkey left and hardly a game. But they'll show up one way
or
another.
Told Rollo there was going to be some Bitcoin that he could have if he came down.
I told him we were going to be talking about Bitcoin. I didn't tell him it was before he would show up.
Yeah.
Can you just make sure that they like announce themselves clearly? Because... You know, I may have smuggled in a...
Did you bring the gun? Oh, no! Oh,
we'll right, get him.
Well, I figured we're going to be in a rough area.
Well, the problem is, the minute you use it...
I know, hey. Hey, what's the saying? Better judged by 12 than carried by 6? What did boomers say?
I don't know, man.
I don't even know what this word means. That is the most FUD thing I've ever heard. And I'm not even sure that I know what a FUD is, but I know that that's... I've definitely heard...
Yeah, it's something that, like, boomers, like, fucking NRAs, NRA boomers say.
Better judged by 12 than carried by 6.
Yep, and they say it exactly like that, in that voice.
Yeah, and they tip their cowboy hat.
And then they spit dip.
And then they strum... And then they fucking struggle to use the internet. Yeah, that's how it goes. Sure. Boy. Let me get that crack pipe again, please. You're really being stingy.
I
want to
do some
here.
Dip now.
Oh, do that. Yeah, what is that, Aaron? Tell me a little about that. What's going on
magazine?
With that? You pick up dip on our trip through Pennsylvania.
Well, it's more like I re-picked up dip.
Tell me about it.
I think everybody in the military at some point or another has done dip. And it's pretty convenient.
What is it doing for you right now, especially in addition to the crack?
So, I mean, they're both stimulants. They're both highly addictive. I feel great.
Like, I'm at the top of my game right now. Extraordinarily stimulated right now?
You're peaking.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'll record for 6 hours if you want.
Nah, not really.
I'll fucking take the show right over again.
Nope. No, I don't even really want to hang out with you much more than the allotted hour and a half that we usually do for the show.
That's right. You're hilarious, Carl. Allotted hour and a half.
Because when I start coming down, like, it's not
Yeah, when
be
you
pretty.
Start coming down, you're going to be kicked out of this. You're going to be kicked out of the bunk bed that we got over there.
You know we only record 45 and an hour 50. There's no in between.
I remember when we recorded an entire episode off topic with Paz and then totally forgot that we asked him to come on about a specific topic. We got to the end of the episode and we were like, wow, that was great. And he was like, well, did you want to talk about this? And we were like, oh, shit.
Fuck.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it would be kind of funny to do an 8-hour podcast one day.
Yeah, one day.
I mean, I meant all at once, but yeah, it would be good to do that.
To make it as miserable for us as it is for the listeners.
It really is. It's miserable and lovely at the same time. It really is. Hey, you know what we didn't do? Get back onto this for 1 second, and I'll send you guys a link so it's easy for you. He was just as ugly when he was younger, Mitch McConnell. Search up Mitch McConnell younger. Oh, well, that's this. I just typed
The letter C.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful C.
How about Control C? That'll
be there you go.
He is a strange looking fella. He actually looks so much. Oh my God! And they put a picture of the kid who. What the hell was that kid doing? The indigenous guy got in his face. Covington Catholic kid.
Yeah.
He literally looks like the Covington Catholic kid, except in the '50s.
Wow!
Isn't that crazy?
He's just a goofy looking dude.
He's a goofy looking dude. He sounds like he always would have talked like this, which I think he does. Well, he's got an accent, but God, I don't like that guy at all. Oof.
I wonder what his wife looks like. I wonder if he's pulling like fucking nines.
Mitch McConnell, wife 9.
No, Cheryl Redmond. Elaine Chao. Oh, no, his current wife is Elaine Chao. Oh, she's pretty. She's pretty.
She's attractive.
Yeah. Oh,
what
wow.
the fuck?
Damn.
Yeah, she's like a pretty decent-looking Asian lady.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. She's...
Huh.
This is not... This is strange.
Well, this is shaking my world. I'm going to close
never would have thought Mitch McConnell would be a fucking...
Elaine Chao. Elaine Chao.
I hope there's no more racism from you in this episode, because you have reached capacity, sir.
I didn't say anything racist last time.
That's last time. You mean ahead, in a few minutes.
Yeah. I don't plan on saying anything racist at all, if you listen carefully.
I'm sure you don't. 25 years they've been married. What do you see in the man? I googled Elaine Chao, what does she see in him?
Let's...
Type in Mitch McConnell...
Never mind, I'm not going to be racist. Type
in Mitch McConnell monster hog.
Type in Asian culture fucking...
You're asking me to cut you. Mitch McConnell... I'm about to search...
Asian cultural
you're
values.
You're confusing me so much. I'm about to search Asian hog. Mitch McConnell hog? What did you want?
Mitch McConnell girth and see what he's working with.
Oh, Mitch McConnell penis size.
Penis size?
Mitch McConnell... Mitch McConnell Dickopedia. Dickopedia Mitch McConnell. This is a YouTube video. What?
Huh.
You may want to mute yourselves, gents, for just a second, okay?
Dickopedia, a wiki of dicks. Today's entry, Mitch McConnell. Addison Mitchell Mitch McConnell Jr. is a lawyer, the senior U.S. senator from Kentucky, the new Senate majority leader, and a dick.
It doesn't. I just realized
what the
it
fuck
doesn't
was,
actually.
What the fuck was that?
It doesn't actually. It's Dickopedia, meaning he's a dick. Not. It's going to talk about the size of
his dick.
It doesn't
show his dick.
No.
That's upsetting. Boring.
Guys who made that Dickopedia, I appreciate it. Oh, it's from HuffPo. I should have looked. Yeah.
Well, just gave him a click.
Yuck. Sorry, everybody. Don't click that. Don't click it. I thought they were going to talk about his shaft. I think it's probably relatively small. I'll tell you what, Carr. Soon enough, we can probably do an episode on this. We'll go through the whole list of, current notable congressional members, and we'll go, how big do you think his dick is? We'll do it.
We can do that.
I think our listeners probably
there's
would
like a website
like that.
That roadies from or like, you know, fucking groupies from like 80s rock bands go in and like rate like all these famous singers' dicks.
Really?
Huh. I wonder if there's that for like
D.
politicians.
Snyder is fucking packing.
Really?
And who's the guy from Kiss? Not Paul Stanley. Gene Simmons, yeah, he's packing fucking heat.
Nice.
Well, he also apparently has a tongue on him.
Yeah.
I just searched
apparently
up.
Apparently it's proportional.
Here we go. Politicians with the best dicks is what I just searched up. Donald Trump defends the size of his penis. Oh, you remember this?
Yeah.
Remember this? Look at those hands. Are they small hands?
Look at him, Johnny.
Look at him. Yeah, you remember that? Like, he was there's something really pathetic about, like, going after a guy's dick size when you know for a fact you don't know how big it is. Like, going after them. Like, you remember how Trump, with people were like, he's got little hands. I guess that means he's got a little dick. You idiot. What about all the guys who have little hands who are just nice? What are you doing? Like, what is wrong with you that you're to take down one guy... You're going to talk about all the guys with little hands. It just doesn't work. It just doesn't seem like a good idea. It seems like it makes more guys with little hands angry.
They're radicalizing the little hands demographic.
Aaron is automatically in.
Yep.
The problem with little hands is that little hands are better than big hands when it comes to gripping dangerous weapons. You know? They're just better.
I don't know if there's anything to support
that. I don't know about that.
Well, think about it this way. Grip strength is just grip strength. So that's muscular. If you're strong enough, then that's fine. Mm-hmm. The smaller the area that's gripping, the less chance that there's going to be any, like, you know, fumbling with the hands or, you know, if you got a two-hand, or if you got to grab like a two-handed blade or if, you know, I feel like small hands. I mean, look at raccoons. Have you ever seen a raccoon drop something?
No.
That's true, yeah.
That's not...
I
wasn't
a good point.
Doing a bit there. I'm serious. I've never seen a raccoon drop something.
I've never either.
Right. There you go.
I guess I haven't
I've seen them grab shit and then run away on
spider
like
monkey?
Their hind legs.
Yeah, that's
you ever
true.
See a spider monkey lose something? Squirrel? Anytime? Never seen any of these animals drop something. I'm telling you. I that's what I think. So radicalizing the small hand demo. You know what? People with larger than average hands, fuck you. How about that? Let's do that.
Yeah, we don't want you listening to this. Yeah,
well, we turn don't off. Want you listening to use Aaron's
those,
show.
Use those big meat hammers to turn this radio off. Reach over and turn it off, big hands.
That would be kind of amazing,
if your
right?
finger doesn't cover your entire fucking trackpad.
How about this,
just
Aaron?
Try to turn it off. Just try to accurately click big hands.
Yeah, you big stupid idiot. Here's what we could do. To funnel people over to your show, Aaron, you could be like supporting the big-handed demographic. I think that would be a good
idea.
Yeah,
that's true.
See,
I should be opposing you guys more.
What I think the government realized, what the mass media realized before any of us did, was that in order to prevent them from hating you, you must sow division amongst them. So I think in order to get our fans not to realize how much they hate us, we should sow a lot of division amongst them.
That's a good idea. Yeah. That's a good idea.
So hashtag TLE big hands, hashtag TLE small hands. Let us know what camp you're in, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, and we'll take it from
there. I don't know how you're going to let us know, but the same way you did with the pirate ships, just post it.
Slide into my DMs with some hand picks.
Yeah, hand picks. You know what? When this drops, if I don't see hand picks on the TL...
Oh, wait, I have to qualify this. Not Derek.
Oh no, it's gonna be
not
his
dead.
Hand with a dick overlaid.
Yeah. It's gonna be his hand like next to some food, and then like off in the corner is gonna be like the head of his dick.
The head of his dick, just hanging out there. Yeah, let's do it. And you know what, ladies? Should the ladies have to compete with this? Or are we just
No, we all know they have tiny fucking
That's right.
Hands.
So Carr, we keep all the lady listeners.
That's right. Yep. That's
yeah, you guys can have them.
Bill's
yeah.
the floor.
Thanks.
We got five listeners already.
I confirmed we have at least one female listener. Two actually. So that's good. That's great for our demographics.
Yeah.
I think that's great for our demographics.
That counts.
Yeah, it does. I don't know why they're here, but ladies, welcome in. Your small hands are welcome on our side of the program.
Always welcome on our side of the program.
I want Aaron to be like, boys,
you're coming with me.
Let's get those big hands around some big meat.
I'll start my solo. Welcome to Boys Town with Aaron.
Oh, no. Please don't tell me you named your show Boys Town.
Boys Town with Aaron is the name of the show.
Oh, no. Yep. Was Boys Town the place where they raped Charles Manson?
Boys Town was that Mormon that was. Shit, right?
Yeah,
or no, wait, which was, one was Boys Town no. was a Franklin Commission, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Paz is having a meltdown
like
listening to us fumble
in Thailand that you can like pick up fucking trannies at.
It was also apparently Boys Town was a Catholic ministry / orphanage for boys where some bad things happened in 2015. You can imagine what. So the idea of Boys Town.
So I should
Town,
name my show that. you're selling me this.
Do you know what the problem with you, Aaron, is? Is that you're just offensive to be funny, and it offends me to the point where it's funnier to you. And so I have
the positive feedback loop.
And I literally have to really pretend is. That I don't hate you in order to, like, stop you from doing things. It's crazy.
So I am driving your emotional development.
Yeah, you're the moon to my seeds. Yes.
All right.
Wow. I certainly hope that Roland and Slappy get here soon because
that's
I
not at all
I,
a toxic
I don't know
relationship.
Where we are. Yeah.
Oh shit! Hey, it's our guests. Hide the stuff. All right, hide the stuff. All right, let's go. Hello.
Hey, is this the Popeyes?
Oh,
close.
Thank God.
Rollo, is that you? Get
it's,
Rollo.
Hey, it's not the cops, Aaron. Jesus Christ.
Slappy. Hello.
What's up?
What's up, guys? Looks good, man. I like what you did with
thanks.
The place.
Yeah. Well,
clearance.
You notice you wait. Is this you didn't get a you didn't give us a phone call when the studio burnt?
Yeah,
down.
Pretty upset about that, frankly.
Yeah, I kind of was hurt about that. What was going on with that?
I don't know. I was sitting out front, dude. This is no lie. Like last week, I was sitting out front, had a cigar, nice 1926 Padron. Light it up, and this hoopty drives up the street with three guys I swear looked exactly like you. All three flipped the bird and kept driving.
Wow. Nice. Wow. Yeah.
That's crazy. That doesn't sound like something we would do.
No, that could be. Yeah. It's crazy that you saw
that. Couldn't possibly be us.
I figured if it was you guys, you'd at least stop. How often are you driving through PA?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we would have. Right.
Never, frankly.
Yeah, I've never really even been
driving through PA.
Yeah.
I mean, I, for one, thought the whole studio burning down was kind of funny, and you guys deserved it, so that's why I didn't.
You and Aaron both. You guys should start a podcast.
It was pretty funny.
Maybe we have.
Rollo, a lot of business places of ours seem to be burning down over the past few years.
Yes.
Yeah, it seems to be.
Yeah. Oh, that was a deep dig. That was a reach into Rollo's personal life.
Anyway.
That was a reach through the fourth wall into...
By the way, I thought you guys were setting up a podcasting studio, not a bathhouse.
Well, we're not quite sure
what this is yet.
We're all independently setting up our own vision of what it should be, and unfortunately, Aaron has the strongest vision, so...
Yeah, it's a really strong vision.
It's been dominating.
Really
very strong, Rod, I say.
I got $48 for all this coffee.
He's been parading that $48 around all day.
Oh, my God. Can't it's stop insane. Talking about it. Yeah, so, well, welcome to the crack house. All right,
welcome
guys.
To the new studio.
So
welcome
rowdy.
To the new studio.
Jesus.
Welcome aboard. Welcome in. Studio.
Welcome to Timeline Earth. Seriously, thank you for being, I guess this is, you're technically the first guest on this show.
Yeah,
congratulations.
I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. First in-studio guest, for sure.
But, yeah, welcome to Timeline Earth.
Man,
same
we really
show
blew
as the old
that
show.
Opportunity.
Same boss as the old boss. Same stuff. Gentlemen, Rollo, I like your shirt, by the way. It's a great color on you.
Thanks. I'm a big Mauve fan.
Oh, yeah?
You got some stuff, huh?
Yeah, I got it. Well, I got two stuffs for us. So, a while ago with the Damn Woods Boys, we did a show called A Manson or Biden. And since we basically got a new Biden regime coming in, I figured why not try Manson v. Biden 2?
Oh, wow. Bring it back.
Let's see if we can... dig back in and get to know our new president a little better than before. This time, it's I tried to test myself because I kind of didn't pay much attention when I was gathering the quotes. I just gathered like what was the most sensational. I did not do well on this one. So good luck to you guys. But before we get into that, there was a little piece of something that I wanted to show you, gentlemen. I don't know if you may want to mute yourselves so you don't hear yourselves echoing, but I just want to get your guys' reactions and thoughts to a very brief clip, if you will.
Let's roll it.
But all kidding aside, the first lady to be told me she holds them for you.
Yes, she does. But not with Kamala have become friends.
Yeah.
But all kidding aside, it's a matter of the thing we are simpatico on. Our philosophy of government and simpatico on how we want to approach these issues that we're facing. And so I don't have, and when we disagree, it'll be just like, so far, it's been just like when Barack and I did. It's in private. She'll say, I think we should do A, B, C, or D. And I'll say, I like A, don't like B and C. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. But, and I, like I told Barack, if I reach something where there's a fundamental disagreement we have based on a moral principle, I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign.
Really, really incredible stuff there from the most powerful man in the theoretically in the world is going to develop a disease if his direct subordinate disagrees with him.
This is why I really don't want him to die.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I can never die.
Is that real?
Yes, it's 100%. Yes, dude, it's 100%. It's on video. It's not just an audio. This was like, it was on CNN or something.
And actually, in the video obviously gives it a little more context because you can tell he's got a little smile on his face, but he thinks it's funny.
And the best part is...
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, well, it is pretty funny, yeah. The best part is that Kamala Harris looks like she has like a mini meltdown and has to recompose herself. She's looking away from the camera, so you can't. She shook her head like in a panic, like very briefly.
The next 4 years of my life.
She literally could not hold her. Like when the minute he finishes that, she looks at him and shakes her head rapidly. Like she couldn't even contain it. That's incredible. Fantastic.
That's actually that's actually what half of the episodes of the Raul and Slappy show look like, where I'm Biden and Slappy is Kamala, where I start going off and Slappy's just like, shut it. Stop.
Jesus
can't say
Christ,
that.
Stop it, Raul. No.
Too much.
Kamala Harris is 56. Isn't that pretty young for a president? Totally unrelated, but.
I don't know. Is it? But
how old was JFK?
Old for her.
He was like
the youngest,
was
he was the 40, youngest
like
president.
43 or something.
Oh my God, that's crazy. I didn't know he was that young.
43, and the oldest was Donald Trump.
Oh.
How old was Barack Obama?
I think he was in his 60s, right?
When he got elected? Obama, when he was elected age.
I thought he was in his 40s.
47.
Is that right?
Years
oh, wow,
old.
He was way younger than I thought.
He's 7 years old, so rather younger. So that's interesting, right? Yeah, Kamala Harris is older than Barack was when he initially got elected. Oh, yo, listen to this one. Ronald Reagan. You'll remember Ronald Reagan as the guy who created AIDS in that Canadian bioweapons factory. Was 69 years old when he was put into office.
When he was installed.
Nice.
So that's great. When he was put into office by the Nicaraguan regime.
Built. Assembled.
When he was built in office. Yeah.
Just picture your arms
guys
coming
don't mind
in
if I'm shirtless, right? I just don't have a shirt.
Yeah, that's.
I've minded for days.
Do we have
it? Aaron, I've minded for days, but it seems like it's not.
It's
an
not
going
to stop, it looks like, so we're just adjusting to the new normal.
I'm not wearing pants.
Very
so.
Cool, even.
Yeah.
If Rallo, Slappy, if you guys ever, like, you know, if you ever feel like you need a union, you know, we have a good one. Where you guys can join us,
yeah,
and you'll have a lot of workers' power. Just so you know,
yeah,
it's
worked out
you know.
Great for us.
No, we are 100% anti-union.
Really,
the conversation has come up every once in a while.
Oh yeah,
and we walk down to the shop floor
and fire whoever's talking about it.
No, just everyone
and shoot them.
Everyone.
It's been done before. We will do it again.
Did Crispin ever try to organize?
Way back when he did.
Is that
he did
why he's like he
have
is
the
now?
Idea? No, well, it's why he hasn't gotten better. I'll say.
Okay.
But no, he kind of tossed the idea ever so slightly around, and let's just say he will never utter a word
about a union
about that again. Yeah.
Grum probably pretty indifferent.
Yeah, Grum just kind of goes with the flow. He actually
the people that went against the union faced dire consequences when I was in charge.
Yeah, well,
I mean, look at us now.
That's right.
Yes, we're still. Some might say we're.
Some, I face the consequences too.
Some might say that we're still facing dire consequences.
That's right.
Judging
that's
by that spark coming from the exposed wiring right behind Slappy.
Well, you can. I mean, did Grum come over? Because right when we started, he came down and started trying chewing on.
Oh,
wire.
Was that Grum? Oh wow! Jeez. There's so many cats in here. I lose. Yeah, it's, whatever.
No mice.
That's what it is.
You know, glass half full.
But the Bronx is a beautiful place, isn't it, guys?
That's
thanks
great.
For coming to New York. Really great. I'm really glad everybody's here in my homeland. This is fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's very.
I love it.
Very comfortable.
And we have a great president who is coming in.
Who is just feeding
finally
us
have
material.
A good Italian in your studio.
That's right. Exactly. Well, a couple. If you count the rats. I wanted to get your guys' pulse on this because Carr, you and I have been talking about it, Aaron. We talked about it. Slappy, Rallo, do you think that this, upcoming regime is going to give us lots of yucks, not enough yucks? What are we looking at for the next 4 years?
I think it'll be pretty yucky in the beginning. And then there'll be a period of like kind of forced yucking over it.
Oh no! You mean nervous? Nervous yucking?
Yeah, well, nervous
just,
yucking.
It's just gonna be boring because they're just. It's gonna be John McCain.
Well, it'll be boring until 2023.
Well, it'll be John.
He croaks, and when he has a fundamental disagreement with Kamala Harris, and he croaks.
I just hope he like dies on the toilet or something funny.
Oh, really ungraceful.
It'll be John McCain, but with a just like comedy factory of a delivery mechanism, which is his mouth.
That's true. Remember during the debates when I asked the question, or this might have been only I asked Slappy, but how funny would it be if during the debates Joe Biden's just like dentures just popped out?
Oh no!
So, oh yeah, now, didn't they almost like one time?
I don't know. But now we have a 4-year opportunity of him just like kind of standing there and delivering a speech and giving that awkward old man smile, and then he just kind of lurches forward and puts his hand up to catch his dentures falling out of his mouth.
Oh Lord Almighty, like, it's happened!
That would be that would make everything.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure it happened.
Check your Wait, check your.
It happened in a debate. I'm pretty sure.
Wait, are you serious? How did I miss this?
Third check. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Check it in the chat. It's the third Democratic debate of 2019, September 12th. Here's the audio for it.
If you couldn't get it done after Sandy Hook, why should voters give you another chance?
Because I got it done before. I'm the only one up here ever.
That was it.
Oh, he had to like chew his.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like they popped out onto the floor. Like he caught him, but.
That's bad, though.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I want full out of his mouth. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all praying for it. That's for sure.
Yeah. Do we? You know what frustrates me is it's a good thing.
You think
that he's this old and infirm for us. It's a good thing.
Right. Yeah. That's probably true.
It's so frustrating. Well, it can't be a bad thing, right? The more incompetent, the better, right? Right. I would imagine. But it's so frustrating for reasons I don't understand. why can't the guy be 47? Why can't he just be 47? Mm-hmm. But if he was 47, he'd be a lot more competent. So really, I shouldn't be mad about this, but it's so why can't our patrimony get its shit together and elect somebody, even if I don't support them?
I think the greatest frustration for me is that I know that we're going to just fade back into this slow, miserable grind that happens under any president of my lifetime except for Trump. Trump at least kept you on your toes. You were like, what the fuck is this maniac going to do today? Whereas... And I mean, talk about punching in all directions at all times. Like you had no idea who was going to get the axe or whatever. And now I know exactly what the hell is going to happen. It is going to be this slow machine lurching towards, ever and ever increasing. Not that the increase towards tyranny didn't happen under Trump but you're not even getting any comedic effect really, because they're just going to. I think they're just going to hide Biden. I don't think he's going to be public all that much.
This is the last hurrah of. The old Democrat guard.
Gotta be, right? Gotta be.
And then who comes in? Like, Mark Zuckerberg is installed, and like what comes next?
AOC.
A technocrat, right? Oh, really? A populist like her? Oh, man. They don't like her. I don't know.
No, they really don't, but she's the future.
Oh, wow. What a stake. That's your Marxist-Leninism coming out there.
Well, no, just from, taking myself out of the equation, just being an outsider looking in, I mean, I don't think we'll ever see another old guard, tax and spend Democrat like Biden ever again.
Oh, it's man, I'm glad that this podcast is going to last until that point, because I think this is going to carry on for quite a bit longer.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Aaron was, if you'll recall, Aaron was so stunningly accurate in his predictions about 2020. I tend to believe him.
Nothingness. Here's what you got to prove to me.
It's going to be nothing.
You got to prove to me that people aren't going to vote for their daddy.
Yeah, that's true.
That means you guys are going to be voting for me.
No. And in fact, go out
vote
the door.
For your daddy.
Go stand outside of the door for a few minutes. Go over there.
I'd knock something over, but I don't think I can wreck this.
Stand over there for a few minutes, Rollo. It's inappropriate.
All right.
Don't kick our only power strip either.
Yeah, please.
Can I stand on the mattress?
I don't know if you want to without shoes. No.
Whoops.
All right, come back. Just come back.
All right.
Aaron, pass the crack. Yeah. Thank you.
The youngest boomers are 56. That's not even that old.
Sorry, I had to get some crack. It's not that old. But I mean, if boomers, the youngest boomers are 56, I don't know. So then what's the major voting demographic?
Gotta believe it's boomers, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Has to be boomers.
Yeah. I was thinking that they may be aging out, and I guess, 1946, the oldest ones are, but we probably still have another two elections where they're going to be the oldest, or they're going to be the biggest voting bloc.
Makes me actually think that the boomer candidate is just going to follow the youngest set of boomers around. You know what I mean? Like, like in 4 years, it might get younger, but it's still going to be a boomer. And 4 years after that, it might get younger, but it's still going to be a boomer. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that grasp is going to hold on for a while.
Kamala Harris is a boomer, but only by that year.
Oh, wow. Well, after all, she's going
to be she's almost Gen X. Almost Gen X. That's crazy.
Like one of you guys?
No, I'm a millennial, dude. Come on.
Oh, sorry. Let me get the more crack. Sorry.
Smoke them if you got them.
Yeah, we're not Gen X at all.
Sorry, you guys are a little old.
So, did you take the only light bulb in the house to use as a crack light?
Is that what
I'm surprised. I figured one of you took it, either Bert or you hawking it for God knows what.
Well, you took Union the thermostat, money. Aaron, and I haven't seen it for days. So.
I needed that.
I know where it is.
No.
We all know where it is, and we don't need to talk about it.
I don't want to get it.
So, So we've got some. We're bringing back. We're reaching deep back into the history of this program, this venerable program for an old game that we used to play called "Is It Charles Manson or Is It Joe Biden? Who said it?" And as I recall, last time. Didn't Oz win last time? Didn't I, like, blow a late-game lead?
Oh, God. I think Oz won, yeah.
Yeah. I think Oz came for stunning.
You were terrible.
Fell apart. I fell
and
apart
late. I think
late.
Rollo is very good at these games, as we've run them in the past. Oh, are you awful?
It's my one thing I'm not excellent at.
Yeah, I think Slappy beat
me. I did win the last game I played on here, I think.
Well, all right. Well, I'm looking forward to this. Also, Carr, I appreciate you segueing us. I don't know what the show is called. At first I was going to include Kamala Harris quotes, and I was going to call it Commander Crazy or Cop, and, I couldn't find enough Kamala Harris quotes. There's only one quote where she's like, people between the ages of 18 and 24 are stupid.
Should be in jail. Like, it's just a blanket statement. People between the ages of 18 and 24 should be incarcerated.
She's got a lot of quotes like that, but they're all so obviously.
And then all the other ones are just her going. And they're like, that's Skeletor.
She has so much like.
What the hell?
Let me get that crack pipe when you're done. She has a lot of quotes that are like extremely unnerving, but they don't ring like Biden or like Manson. So I just decided to do a nice refresh on the old game here. I wanted to read a quote, and I wanted you guys to guess. Doesn't count, but and it might. I'll say this: it is from one of the two of these guys. This is not part of the game, though. Just think about it, and here we go. Guess what? The cheerleaders in college are the best athletes in college. You think I'm joking? They're almost all gymnasts. The stuff they do on hardwood, it blows my mind.
I'm going to say Biden.
Is that Charles Manson?
I got to go Biden here.
Yeah, I'm going.
Do you have
Biden
kids running
too.
Around this crack house?
Oh, they come and go. They come and go. Yeah, they come and go as they please. We don't really know whose kids they are.
Yeah. Well, they're not our
kids. We've given
kids,
them agency, essentially, in this house. They just kind of roam.
Yeah, they're just coming around.
I'm going Biden.
Yeah, that sounds like a classic Biden guy.
Yeah, it's a Biden.
Not even a serial killer could be that creepy.
Da, 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 da. Welcome to this show!
Charles Manson never killed anyone. Right? Don't make me have to stick up for him.
If you're familiar with our previous episodes, you'll know how this goes. I will be presenting a quote to the boys here. We will go in an order. They will guess the names they've chosen. This is not team-based. You're all competing individually. Listeners, please compete along with us. Your two options for every quote are either going to be Charles Manson or Joe Biden. Right. Quote number one. I'll be keeping track of scores. That courtroom belongs to every human being in the United States. And if you take that courtroom away from one human being, you're taking that courtroom away from all human beings. Then what follows is you got kings and queens of yesterday. They're going to come and play crochet with your heads. Is that
absolutely
Charles Manson or
I'm going Manson
Joe Biden?
Too
here. Yeah, same Manson.
Going Biden.
Oh, yeah.
Biden. He sticks it out. It is Charles Manson. So, Aaron Carr, Rollo, you are all at one. Slappy, you are at zero. Listeners.
When he said crocheting at the end, it gave it away because I know Joe Biden's a knitter.
Not a crocheter.
That's correct.
You strike me as the kind of guy who knows what the difference between the two of those things is. What is the difference between the two of those things?
Crocheters are all right, and I hate knitters.
Ooh, careful. Careful. Whoa. I almost just fell out of my chair. Jesus. What's the next question?
Question number two. That one, I guess that one is on the list, technically.
Jesus Christ.
That one's on the list, and if it's not, I want two of you.
I, like, physically winced. Whoa.
Jesus.
Yep.
Oh, Lord. Man, it would be funny if you bleeped it out. All right, what's the next question? We got to move on, bro. I'm sweating. I'm, like, nervously sweating.
All right, question number two. Animals shouldn't be hunted and nature shouldn't be disturbed or even destroyed to benefit the whims of mankind. Is that Charles Manson?
Manson.
Or
Manson.
Joe Biden?
I don't see Biden using the word.
I'm going to go Manson again.
Joe. Same as before, everybody. It's Manson again. Oh, man. So Rallo 2, Carr 2, Slappy 0, Aaron 2. Listeners, make sure you keep track of those scores. All right, 3. As long as nobody has any commentary.
Any commentary on... Any overly aggressive commentary on classes of people?
I feel like, Bert, I feel like you're being one of those people that constantly, like, henpeck you about stuff.
Yeah, he does to me all the time.
Oh, God.
He tells me I'm not
all right, move along, that. Move along. Nancy. What's the next question?
Here's the Nancy's. All right. There is no way you can know the taste of water unless you drink it, or unless it has rained on you, or unless you jump in a river. Is that Charles Manson or Joe Biden?
Biden.
That was probably Joe Biden when he was questioning Clarence Thomas during a Senate Ooh. Hearing.
1990s Buck Wild.
Oof.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Biden.
This one just sounds like disjointed enough to be Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Flappy?
I'm going with Chuck Manson.
Chucky Manson? Right. Chucky. Okay. And Rallo?
I said Biden, yeah.
Wow, so it's the opposite as before. Slappy, you take it. You're the only one who gets
oh,
it.
Oh, wow.
It is Charles Manson. There's no way you can know the taste of water unless you drink it or unless it has rained on you or unless you jump in a river.
I know. I forgot Manson was like a guru type guy, so he has the
Something
potential
like
to
that.
Say some ridiculous shit.
What if at the end, Bird says it was all Charles Manson quotes, but it was also all Joe Biden quotes because
what if
they are the
it
same
was
person?
All Kamala Harris? At the end of it. Ooh. Better keep on your toes. Question number 4. No ordinary American cares about their constitutional rights.
Oh, boy.
Is that Charles Manson or Joe Biden?
Probably both.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Everything in my being wants to say Joe Biden, but something in me just is screaming Manson.
Chucky Manson. Carr says Chucky Manson. Rallo?
Go on, Biden. Bucking the trend.
Oh, he goes Biden. Okay.
I'm going Manson.
Manson, all right. And
I'll go Biden.
Oh, Biden's correct. It's Biden. No ordinary American cares about their constitutional rights. I guess you failed him, Joe. I guess you failed him. Rallo and Aaron pull ahead with 3. Carr, you have 2. Slappy, you got 1. All right. Question number... I just lost my damn list. Here we go. Question number 5. Unless we do something about this, my children are going to grow up in a jungle, the jungle being a racial jungle with tensions having built so high that it's going to explode at some point. Is that Charles Manson or Joe Biden?
Sounds like Helter Skelter to me.
Yeah, that sounds like the race war incoming. I gotta go with Manson, although goddamn, that could be Biden too.
My gut instinct was Biden. My gut instinct was Biden, so I'm going to go with it.
I'm going to go with the gut. And you, Slappy? Yeah.
Nah, I got to go Manson.
Got to go Manson. Rallo's the only one who gets it. That was Joe Biden.
No, no way.
Carr convinced me I was going to go Biden.
Joe Biden.
You guys got to remember the absolutely insane, crazy psychopath is the president-elect, not
the criminal mastermind. In all fairness, mention these quotes were said quite some time ago. When he was only 54.
Yes, yes, he is. And since then, he has only become more sane and coherent.
But
things have been uphill since.
Hey, why don't you stand up for us?
People can change. Yeah. You know, change.
Hope change.
Question
change.
Number six. As long as there's hate in your heart, there'll be hate in the world. Charles Manson or Joe Biden?
Fuck.
Manson.
Yeah.
Biden.
Manson. Got it.
Car is going Biden. Car's riding with Biden.
I'll ride with Biden then.
Yeah, come on. Get in the car.
So, so Car, you're riding with Biden. Slappy, you're riding with Biden. Aaron, Rollo, I take it you're riding with something
boy.
With Manson?
Yep.
All right, well, you got it. It's Manson.
Yes.
Damn. Quote. Is that twice
as
that I've duped Slappy into choosing the wrong one?
As long as there's hate in your heart, there'll be hate in the world. It's true.
See, that was
seven.
Very rational and made sense.
That's right.
Joe Biden.
So, and that's why it came from the mouth of Charles Manson. So question number seven. Oh, let me read the scores out. Rollo, you're at 5. Aaron, you're at 4. Car, you're at 2. Slappy, you're at 1. I'm not big on flak jackets and tie-dyed shirts. You know, that's not me.
It's Joe Biden.
Yeah,
Biden.
John riding Biden. With Biden this time.
Is everybody riding with Biden?
Is this a sweep, a Biden sweep?
Yeah, an all play.
This is Biden trying to say he's not a lefty.
Lefty. Oh, yeah. Well, you are right. That's exactly the context of it. There you go. So everybody goes up just one. That indeed was Joe Biden. I'm not big on flak jackets and tie-dyed shirts. You know, that's not me, man. It's going to be Rollo at 6, Aaron at 5, Carr at 3, Slappy at 2. It doesn't matter whether or not they had no background that enabled them to become socialized into the fabric of society. It doesn't matter whether or not they are victims of society. The end result is that they're about to knock my mother on the head with a lead pipe, shoot my sister, beat up my wife, take on my sons.
Manson.
No, I think that's Biden.
Biden.
Talking about super
Biden.
Predators or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Manson.
Going with Manson, Aaron.
Yeah.
Slappy?
I'm Biden. I'm riding.
Rylan's,
riding with the
Rylan
Biden.
Slappy with Biden.
Who could have possibly said such an insane quote about super predators? Joe Biden.
Boom. No way.
Yeah, Joe Biden said that. That's Rollo. You are at 7. Aaron, you are at 5. And for third place, or rather, I guess tied for fourth. I don't know how that shit works. Cart, Slappy, you both have 3. There is a chance for... I think, Aaron, you could still pull ahead if Rollo doesn't, perform here. 2 questions left. Question number 9. There's nothing wrong with being incompetent. It just means you don't have to do as much.
I mean, Biden, I guess? I don't know.
He's right. Whoever said it is absolutely right.
Yeah, that sounds like a man that has been in the bureaucracy for 60 years. I am riding with Biden, baby.
Yeah, I'll go with Biden.
Well, the other one's been in the prison
system for too long. Yeah.
This is Charles Manson.
That's a Charles Manson, you think? Okay, and yeah. Slappy, what do you think?
Oh, man, it's a tough one. I'm going to go with... I go with Charles Manson.
That's a Manson for you too, huh? So the other two, Carr, Aaron, you're sticking with Biden.
Yeah,
well, you're wrong. It's Charles Manson. That little nugget of wisdom. I think Rollo cracked the code. The ones that are rational.
Yeah, I'm one heuristic.
The ones that are rational and make sense.
What sounds like you put some chicken feed on a keyboard and gave a chicken and some acid?
Man,
that's Joe Biden. What sounds Jesus. Like? Bird on any,
on any given
day. If I tried to create an AI of Charles Manson is what Joe Biden sounds like. All right, last question. The scores being Rollo 8, Aaron 5, Flappy 4, Carr 3.
You know, this reminds me of my batting average in softball.
Way to slip that in. That's surprising that you would do that.
You still haven't slipped another thing in. Ooh. I don't know if you're waiting on that.
Tractors? Yeah, I just did it.
There you go. Boom. All right. Glad that's out of the way so you can't do any cheeky nonsense on our new show here. Question 10. You people would convict a grilled cheese sandwich of murder and the people wouldn't question it. Charles Manson or Joe Biden?
I'm going Manson.
It's got to be right. I mean...
I'm riding with Biden.
I'm going with Rollo then. I'm riding with Biden.
Man. Whoa. The switch. Carr, you've been lily padding this whole game. You're really not. You got to step
now
out.
I
got to design some of these games
worried.
For you.
Now I feel worried that a loser agrees with me.
Here we go.
I'll go Biden.
Go Biden, Slappy.
Yeah.
You people would convict a grilled cheese sandwich of murder, and the people wouldn't question it. Charles Manson said that. Charles Manson said that one. That is finito, everybody. So the final scores, listeners, your score? Fantastic.
Way to go.
Imagine if I just started like talking to them.
No.
Rollo, you got an 8. Aaron, you got a 6. Slappy, you got a 4. Carr, you got a 3. But
what is it?
There's good news here.
Mm-hmm.
For bonus points, 3 bonus points. This quote could be from anybody. You just got to guess the name. Like I told Barack, if I read something where there's a fundamental disagreement we have based on moral principle, I'll develop some disease and say I have to.
I guess we're all just going to jump up 3 points here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, anyway, congratulations, Rollo, for winning the first game. That was good.
Yeah, I pretty much dominated against just
most triumphant
game
performance we've ever had on the show.
Opponents.
Congratulations on the old program.
To be honest about it.
Well, gentlemen, thank you intensely.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming down here with the new studio, the new digs, the new show.
Yeah, we
pretty sweet bunk you got.
Sorry for any damage.
We figured we'd throw you guys a bone.
Well, we all got it. It's our bunk. That's where we go.
I'll also leave a $10 bill on the table since you apparently need that.
Yeah. We've been needing guests.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Got anthrax
on and that'll go to Aaron as they all do. Yep.
I get to have some
Hopefully. Hopefully.
That's good. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Please give the listeners your plugs.
Slap, you want to talk about your hair plugs first?
Nah, why don't you go with the show?
Damn. Moose.
That was just bounced back. He moosed. Roll, Slappy with the quick moose.
Check out the.
You know what? Just for that, Slappy, you should say the name of the show backwards.
It is the Slappy and Rollo Show. Go check it out.
Where at what website?
Know. Yeah.
Say
don't worry
the name.
About the website.
Say the name.
say her name.
Yeah, go ahead. Check it out, McFlugel.com. All our shows, all our notes. Yeah. Check out Liberty Mugs.
Liberty Mugs.
There it is.
Feels good.
What can you do? You can buy a nice mug there. Show everyone how wealthy you are with the mug that you purchase. I recommend you buy that one. You'll know which one it is when you're on the site. Rollo, you got anything else?
Nope.
Cool.
All right. Well, be careful. Be safe out there. There's kids. There's rats. There's
use syringes.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of we have a quite diverse array of neighbors outside.
We didn't work this out, Carr, but we're still keeping two hands on the wheel, right?
Always, baby. Until next week, keep two hands on the wheel.
Squaw.